money.
Conventional conforming mortgage loan limits will increase for 2017. The Federal Housing Finance Agency, FHFA, published annual conforming loan limits that apply to all conventional mortgages delivered to Fannie Mae, including general loan limits and high-cost area loan limits. High-cost area loan limits varying by geographic location. Now, this means that your application has to start from January 1st or after to apply for the higher loan limit. So if you're under contract right now and you're in high loan balance, which I'm going to go over these numbers in just a couple minutes, it doesn't mean that you're able to take advantage of a lower interest rate by taking advantage of the higher loan limits now, because the application has to be taken on January 1st or after. The general loan limits for 2017 have increased and applied to loans delivered again to Fannie Mae in 2017. So for a one unit, $424,100, it's increased from $417,000. Two units, $543,000. Three units, $356,350. And four units, $815,650. I know it's kind of strange they can't make them even numbers, but that's what they are. The conforming high balance for high cost area at this time remains the same. So for one unit, I want to talk about the high balance in our market here. For a one unit, that's $540,000 is the maximum high balance loan limit. So most consumers don't realize that they can come in with a low down payment, 5%, and purchase a one-unit single-family home for $568,947. Because, again, we need to keep the loan amount at $540,000. So with a 5% down, that would be your purchase price. This would keep your loan amount, again, right where it needs to be. Now, on an FHA, high balance is also $540,500 with only a 3.5% down payment, allowing you to purchase a home for $560,100. So there's lots of options to get in with low down payment if you choose to, being that the high loan balance is relatively high. The challenge is going to be is just in a multiple offer scenario, being able to get your offer accepted with a lower down payment can be challenging, but that's another money chat. Federal Housing Finance Agencies chose to raise conforming loan limits for the first time in a decade is being met with enthusiasm for the mortgage industry as it proved to be a positive to future origination volume. The rise must not be expected, Mortgage Bankers Association CEO David Stevens said in an interview, and it reflects the reality that we are in an improving housing market driven by an improving economy. Now, beyond that, the move could add to the mortgage origination volume at the time when economists predict that refinance activity will dip as a result of the higher interest rates. For prospective borrowers who were constrained by lower loan limits, now they may have a solution to get into the market and get in with, again, a lower down payment. Now, there's jumbo or non-conforming loans available through bank portfolios and other providers of jumbo mortgages, but those loans typically require 20% or larger down payment. And while home prices and now conforming loan sizes may be larger, consumers' purchasing power has gone down since mortgage interest rates have gone up approximately 0.75%. Seeing that increase, as you've heard me talk on Money Chat for the last few weeks in regards to after the election, the bond market tanking, which mortgage rates are directly tied to how the Fannie Mae 30-year bond is trading. So with the drop in the bond market, interest rates have increased. Now, interest rates are still 41% below the peak of the housing boom set in July of 2006. So in other words, record low interest rates still exist, and you may want to take advantage of this before the interest rates increase anymore. So there's my call to action for you. Coming up next in the Money Hour, are you a buyer in today's real estate market? Who's looking out for you? Scott Monroe with Windermere Real Estate Wall Street, right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.